Welcome back to Your Daily Dose with Bob and Nick. We are glad you're here. Recently, I was called for jury duty in Seminole County, Florida. It was a cold case from 1986, a brutal rape, robbery, and murder by stabbing. The experience of being considered as a possible juror for this trial was pretty humbling and illuminating to me, both inside and outside the courtroom. Listen in as Nick and I discuss some of the lessons from my time with our criminal justice system. Check it out.
Oh, I witnessed something kind of interesting.
Karate chop.
Good guess, Jane, but not right.
No, okay.
But I like the creativity of it.
Thank you.
No, and this is the thing that was actually interesting to me because I'm at the courthouse, and when they give us a break, they have all of these two-person benches all over the floor. That's all they have to sit on, two-person benches. And that's a bench that seats...
TPB.
Two people. Yeah,
got it.
And there are men and women scattered on, but no men and women on benches. In fact, no two people on the same bench.
Oh, everybody is a bench.
Everyone's on their own two-person bench, but all of the women are occupying less than half of the two-person bench, and all of the men are occupying well more than half of the two-person bench. And it just, I was like, this is something I'm witnessing very visually here, the difference between men and women and how they occupy space. And I posted about this, and I got like 65 likes, hearts, and, you know, those things. And I got like 55 comments,
yeah.
Almost all of them from women, saying, this is nothing new. This is something we see all the time. It's, you know, it's a physical form of mansplaining. It's mansplaying. It's, you know.
Yeah. I remember that before. I wonder how much the pandemic has affected that. I remember going to the airport. I don't want anybody sitting next to me when I'm waiting for the plane. Right. So I will find the space, even if it's further away, where I can have a little space around me. I can have my stuff with me. But then after pandemic, that was pre-pandemic.
Yeah.
After pandemic, I may not even sit down.
Yeah.
Right. Like I may just sit there and, you know, I might stand a little bit more because I'm going to be sitting in the plane for a lot longer,
yeah.
That sort of thing. So I wonder how much of it is that.
Yeah. I hadn't even thought about that.
I think
that
I'm giving benefit of the doubt, but I think in general.
But then how do you explain how the women sit leaving all that extra space next to themselves?
So that the other person will go to, if they do have to sit there, they'll go to the other end.
The extreme.
Yes.
End. Interesting. And the men are like, just don't come sit near me.
Yeah.
So still, okay. Similar to the dynamic that I thought I was witnessing,
yeah,
100%. Which is one welcoming, but still wanting some distance, and one just not welcoming. And
oh, I didn't see the women as welcoming either. I was seeing the women as going to the extreme of sitting as far away as humanly possible because they don't want to be bothered by you.
Oh, interesting.
They do not want
all
that
right.
Because they've probably,
yikes, all negative.
You know, encountered harassment on a number of levels, a number of different situations.
Mm-hmm.
And so, yeah, take up that space. Don't look up. Don't make eye contact.
Well, let me tell you something. Out of the 20 people in that room that were being spoken to, potential jurors, 5 of the women had been sexually assaulted. They were talking about it because sexual assault was a part of the crime. And how hard for you to have to say this in a room full of strangers, right?
But
in order to explain and express why you might have a bias, you know, or a trigger, you know, because of this crime. So it was really, it was oddly intimate and oddly cold at the same time. It was different. I guess I'm still
there. Going back to that for a second, do you feel more knowledgeable about the judicial system, like in a way that you would suggest that other people like lean into it when it happens?
Oh, sure. Absolutely.
Try not to get out of it.
Well, I didn't want to get out of it, and I did want to get out of it. This is the thing. I would have found the process fascinating.
Yeah.
Can you imagine the things that I would be talking to you about, having witnessed that from the beginning to end? You know, those kinds of things. It's content, right? And it's interesting content to me. But
it's also super inconvenient.
It's also super human. It's so human. It's so, like, seeing the victim's relatives in the room, I'm assuming that that's who they are, but I really do believe that that's who they are. And seeing the person accused of the crimes and the posturing of the people, and it's just, yeah, it's very intense human experience, but I also felt very alone, and that was a weird thing to feel. It was oddly stressful for me. And guess what? I'm an adult. I've been doing adulting and put myself in difficult social situations for a long time. But in this instance, I felt really out of my element. And but I would say, as far as understanding the process, even how they explain the terms to you, it's fascinating. It's very interesting to me. And it is stuff that we all watch on TV all the time, right? But we don't see the full details. And they had to say a few times, this is not TV. Please keep that in mind. So those of you who are into CSI, we are going to have some evidence like that, but don't expect everything to be tied up into a neat little bow the way they do on those shows. You know, and I'm like, well, we at least have the sound effects. Dun, dun. They said no.
Hey, it's Nick. Thanks for listening. I've never served on a jury, and while I've been summoned, I just can't go. I'm still a Canadian citizen. Living vicariously through Bob and other people who do get to experience the legal system here, that's always pretty fascinating to me. It's intimidating, it's an inconvenience, and it's super important. It's also very different than what you see on TV, so you should do it. Because I can't. And then you can tell me about it. Have a great day.